ladies.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for NBC's newest superhero, Connection Man.
Connection Man, Connection Man, connecting to all the hearts she can. Officer Field, speed of light, need requests or inner sights. Look out, here comes Connection Man.
Connection Man, Connection Man, connecting to all the hearts that she can. Greetings, welcome, hi. I am former Major League Baseball player and SAG actor Tony Scruggs from TheEmpathyGuy.com, also known as The Empathy Institute, a playground for peace where we help people create a quality of connection where natural giving is possible and compassionate giving is natural. My parents call me Anthony. My teammates call me Scruggsy. Some people call me the empathy guy, and the universe calls me Simba, spirit, mind, and body with inspiration and abundance mixed in. And I'm here to offer you guys a gift. I'm here to offer you hope and inspiration, encouragement and transformation. I am here to offer you respect, inclusion, connection, equality, and acceptance. I am here, we are here, to offer you nonviolent personal power, a way of being where you can change how you think, feel, and behave, and learn how to connect with yourselves and with each other. And we are also here to offer you the Be Kind and Listen plan. It's the strategy that goes along with the Leading with Compassion philosophy that asks the question, are you speaking peacefully and peacefully living in empathy? We have something very, very special in store for you today. To celebrate the life of Robin Williams on the one-year anniversary of his transition date, we have the creators and the collaborators of Lost in Light, Footprints of My Soul. Taryn Shablush, oh my goodness, I knew I was going to do that, but I'm going to cop to it. Taryn Shablush, Michelle Wright, Avril Guthrie, and Diane Diamond. So before I get to our special tribute to Robin, a little homage on my side, I just want to say welcome, ladies. And I'm wondering, how are you all feeling today, spiritually, mentally, and physically?
Hi,
Taryn.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Taryn. Oh. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Tony from Avril.
Hi, Avril. And Diane, how are you feeling today, spiritually, mentally, and physically?
I am feeling awesome today. This is a wonderful experience being a part of this.
And by the way, for those of you who don't know, the voice you just heard is the architect of True North House Publishing and Productions, the ineffable Diane Diamond, who basically has brought us all together in the energy of love. So before we get to the latest offering from True North House, I was inspired by Diane to pay homage to Robin Williams. So of my friends Gary Marshall and John Gray, this one's for you and this one is for Robin. We don't read and write poetry because it's cute. We read and write poetry because we are members of Team Humanity. And Team Humanity is filled with passion and medicine and law and business and engineering. These are noble pursuits and necessary to sustain life, but poetry, beauty, romance, love, empathy. These are what we stay alive for. To paraphrase Walt Whitman, oh me, oh life, of the questions, these are recurring. Of the endless trains of the faithless, of cities filled with the less than faithful, what positive amid these, O me, O life? Answer, that you are here, that life exists, that identity exists, that the powerful play goes on, and that you may contribute a verse. Powerful play goes on, and that you may contribute a verse. What will your verse be? Rest in peace, Robin. And while we're speaking of what your verse will be, it seemed like the perfect segue to Lost in Light. So I just wanted to ask Taryn and Michelle to tell a quick bit about your story and about this new offering and the mission that you guys are on when it comes to this gift, Lost in Light. Taryn?
Yes, okay. I'm very nervous, Tony. Okay.
We got you.
We didn't plan it. It happened. It just happened. It just sort of developed. I've been writing poetry for about 10 years, and one day Michelle was looking at one of her photos on Facebook, and she said to me, it would be so nice to post this photo with a poem. And I said, well, I don't know if you know, but I write poetry. And she said, well, write a poem. And I wrote a poem for it, and Diane liked it. And that's how the book started, was from a photograph of a leaf with a drop of water.
Wow.
And the book grew, Tony. It wasn't the magic of Mandela that we did a year ago. We had a vision for it. With this book, Taryn wanted to raise awareness for people suffering from depression because the poems are her journey through it. But as we started this book, step by step, Diane kind of said, okay, you two, go ahead and do it. And it was, we spent hours sitting with poetry and photos and finding the exact photos to fit each poem. And it was strange. When the book was finished, Taryn said to me, your photos bring my poetry to life. And I said to her, no, your poetry brings my photos to life. And so this book has been an incredible journey. It's taken a year, and we've learned and we've grown so much as we've been doing it. And Alex, that has put the book together, has just been absolutely amazing. I mean, the poor man. It was, Alex, we've decided to change this photo for that photo, and do you mind? And he would do it. So a shout out to Alex for all the hard work he did.
Yes, big shout out to Alexander Beat. We feel you, Alex. Thank you for being a part of the True North House family.
And Tony, do you know how Taryn started writing poetry?
Wow, I would love to hear the inspiration for that before we move on.
Okay. I've always loved writing. I always loved English at school, and when I was in standard 7, grade 9, yes. I had this amazing English teacher, Mr. Rogers, and he was just the best. And ever since then, I was inspired. And I didn't know I was writing poetry until I just sat down and I had these thoughts and depression, and I had no one to turn to. So I just started writing. And when I looked again, it was poetry, and it was a release. And it was, like you said, medicine. It was medicine for my soul, and it's helped so much.
And then later on, I found out that my grandfather also used to write poetry. And I got this book, a poetry book that he had written, I don't know if it was in the World War or just after the World War, something like that. And it's this leather-bound, gold-rimmed old poetry book full of poems that he had written. There's a photo right at the end of the book of Terence's grandfather's poetry book. So, and what, yeah, it's kind of the journey. You can see through Terence's poems how she came out into the light. It's just, when whoever reads the poem, because I've read a few of them, and inside the poem, there's so much that you can apply to self.
Mm. It's a journey of hope.
Yeah. It started with a
lot
of darkness and fear and loss and rejection. And as you go through the book, it becomes lighter and lighter. And it talks about hope and coming out of the darkness and into the light.
Yeah, you know, when I saw the poem titled The War Within, I immediately just had this image of Robin. It was amazing. I'm not sure if that poem was poignant to anybody else in regards to him specifically, but I noticed immediately that struck me. And I also noticed, for me, the poem that resonated the most was Peace Healer. So I figured maybe at the end of this little conversation that I would read Peace Healer the way that I interpreted it for everybody listening out there. But first, I had a question for both Taryn and Michelle. And if Diane wants to jump in at any time, just go feel free to do so. So it's my understanding that the mission for Lost in Light, Footprints of My Soul, is to bring hope to those who feel lost, because you can personally relate to that sense in a way where there's an empathic connection with everybody who picks up the book and everybody who looks at the pictures. Is that an accurate description of the mission?
That's perfect. That's exactly what it is. Exactly.
Spot on, Tony. Mm.
Yay, we love to be spot on, don't we, Avril? I know you're not going to answer, but I know you're laughing. So,
I'm here, I'm listening.
Diane, did you want to add anything to that mission piece?
No, I think that they're summing it up really beautifully, yes.
Oh, I like that. So on to the next question I had was around some of the beliefs. So I wanted to talk about your mission, I wanted to talk about your beliefs, and then I wanted to talk about your message, and then let people know how they can get a copy of Lost in Light and how they can experience this, you know, in the same spiritual way that I experienced when I connected with it. So my second question is, it seems like Taryn and Michelle, that, or at least Taryn, it seems like you're holding the belief that your spirituality actually carried you through, and at the same time, you needed to experience both the love and the hurt of the less than positive events in order to carry on with your soul's journey. That's how I heard what you believed in. Is that accurate?
Tony, that is spot on. That's exactly it.
Well, the interview's over because Tony's spot on and we don't need to talk anymore. No, go ahead.
I'm happy with that.
From my experience, I have found depression to be a spiritual journey. Would you agree with that, Taryn?
I would agree completely. That's what I believe. It's sort of like a test that we put through, and each time we go through something, we just going a little bit further and further and further in the test until we complete it. So, yes, it's like a spiritual journey that you need to experience in order to get to the end.
That's beautiful. And do you want to share with our listeners any of the challenging experiences that you've had and then the way that you have turned it around into being a gift for your soul?
Life experiences. I grew up as a child in a very strict household, so we weren't allowed to really express emotion, and you sort of bottle it up your whole life. And then I had my first child at 22, and I was very young and very innocent and just not ready to have a child. So I think growing up without really maturing emotionally and then having a child that you have to give everything of yourself to, but you don't know yourself. So that just took everything out of me, and then it just put me in a really bad space. So that was sort of the turning point when I realized, okay, there's a problem. I saw doctors and was put on a bit of medication, and I came right a little bit. I had another child, and I was sort of okay, but then I fell pregnant with twins. And that kind of threw me again, and it's just been a journey. My marriage fell apart. My family and I don't get on well. So all of these things are these huge hurdles, but at the same time, it's these huge turning points and lessons and means to grow. And although I experienced all the depression, I feel like it's been a huge learning curve. And without those, I wouldn't be where I am. So none of it's a negative thing. It's all been positive. It's just been the long, hard way around.
What about for people who are really in the midst of depression and can't see the light at the end of the tunnel right now? Do you have any words of advice?
It's so difficult because I know what it's like to be in that place where you feel like there's no hope and it's just darkness, and it feels like you're just in this dark pit of despair, and you're empty inside, and you've got this anxiety that doesn't go and nothing works, and you feel like there's no hope. But the thing is, things change and there's always hope, and you just need to reach out because people are there and people are willing to help. It's just you need to find that place in yourself and that strength to just reach out to someone, because they will help you. There are people who care, and there is always hope.
That's great advice. Thank you.
There's always hope. That was beautiful. I'm really noticing how touched I was by just those final words. And for those listening, as she was describing the home environment where emotions weren't expressed, and here I am, an American male of African ancestry, where you might stereotype that energy to be in a home that I may have come from, I actually had the exact opposite experience, where everybody wanted to know how everybody was feeling in every given moment, which brings us, actually, Taryn, it's accurate that you are a Montessori teacher, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, Montessori teacher.
So the divine synchronicity of the universe, here you were growing up in a household where folks did the most wonderful thing that they could do in order to protect themselves, which was the strategy of not sharing how they felt. And I want to honor everybody who chooses to protect themselves, because I believe that it is a noble need and noble value. And at the same time, if you're listening and you have the ability to create a slight opening of vulnerability and just say, in fact, for everybody listening, I'm just going to give you a quick little acronym of feelings to use when you want to describe how you feel. If you guys are ready, here's the acronym. Write this down. Bad fish. I'm not kidding. Bad fish. So for everybody listening, if you are not comfortable with expressing your emotions during a less than positive experience in your life or a less than positive event in your life, you can choose one of the bad fish, and here's what they stand for. Bad, baffled. I feel baffled in this moment. A, agitated. You know, I feel really agitated right now. B, disappointed. I feel disappointed. So that's bad. Baffled, agitated, disappointed. And the fish, frustrated. I feel frustrated. Irritated. I feel irritated. Sad. S is for sad. And H is for hurt. So I am telling you, anybody out there who is not comfortable with expressing emotions, especially during a less than positive event, just remember bad fish. And when you're talking to somebody, in your mind, see those words and just pick one of those letters. How are you feeling? I feel frustrated. And there you go, the bad fish philosophy. What do you think about that, Michelle, the bad fish philosophy?
Tony, it's actually brilliant. I absolutely love it. Every time that happens to me, I'm going to sit now and go, bad fish, and pick one. Pick fish. And if I'm standing bad. Behind the camera, I will pick a couple of the bad fish.
And can you imagine somebody who's not comfortable who learns bad fish, and all of a sudden somebody says, how are you feeling? And they go, you know what? I'm baffled, agitated, disappointed, frustrated, irritated, sad, and hurt. How are you feeling? They do the whole menu. So what I was going to say was me being a Montessori baby, and I describe myself as a Montessori Methodist, which in my mind means that I have the discipline of the Methodist Church with the unorthodoxy of thinking outside the box of Montessori. So when I heard that Taryn was a Montessori teacher, I actually went back to some of the writings of the organization, and here's what I found. You know, I couldn't believe this, Diane. Here is what the purpose and the mission of Montessori is, and y'all tell me if they have done a good job in infusing that into me. The mission: to encourage the development of the whole child by cultivating independent thought and foundational skills, including, and I'm not making this up, environmental awareness, empathy, social ease, and confidence. I was like,
wow,
Maria Montessori, you did a good job, Maria. And then I went on and it said, to establish within each child the intellectual, emotional, and physical curiosity and discipline needed to become a self-directed learner, a flexible thinker, a creative problem solver, and a successful global citizen. Thank you so much, Taryn, for being a Montessori teacher.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
And she's Edward's teacher, Tony.
Oh, and Michelle, do you want to share who Edward is for the folks?
Edward is my little seven-year-old. He's an absolute little rainbow boy, very sensitive, he can be a handful. And Taryn, he is in such good hands, in Taryn's hands and in her class, and it's worked out so well.
That's magnificent.
That's how I met Taryn, was through when Edward started at the Montessori school. Edward took to Taryn's oldest son, Chad, like a fish to water. The two boys are inseparable. And from the moment Edward saw Chad, that was his best friend. And, of course, mommies get chatting, and that's how I met Taryn. And she started popping around for coffee, and then we started looking at photos. Then we did the first book, The Magic of Mandela, and Taryn was here when that book was launched. In fact, there's photos of her sitting with Edward with the book. And then it was just after that, wasn't it, Diane, that we shared the photo with the water drop in Taryn's poem.
Man, you guys love synchronicity as much as I do. That's just, man, this is all just so lovely and beautiful. And I'm so glad you're here. And for anybody who is just tuning in, my name is Tony Scruggs. I am the Empathy Guy, and we are talking Lost in Light, Footprints of My Soul with the creators, Karen, and I am going to get it, Schlebusch, and Michelle Wright, and the collaborators, Avril Guthrie and Diane Diamond, who happens to be the architect of True North House Publishing. And we're giving shouts out to Alex Beat, who is the design master. Diane, do you want to tell people, I'm not even going to wait for the end, do you want to tell people how they can get a copy of Lost in Light?
Michelle, why don't you give them your Facebook address, because that's probably the easiest way to find the link.
Okay, Tony, it's Dragonfly Soul Photography. Dragonfly is one word, soul, a separate word, and photography, dash Michelle Wright. And that's my public page where all the links to the book are posted. They were posted very early this morning, our time.
So Dragonfly Soul Photography / Michelle Wright. And if you go to that Facebook page, you will find all the links to Lost in Light. Is that accurate?
That's accurate, Tony.
Nice, nice, nice. So back to the message. Here's what my understanding around the message of, and then I'm so excited to read Peace Healer at the end. I don't know why I said that, but I'm just excited to read it. And then maybe if folks want to share their favorite poem, I would love to hear that. So the message that I was hearing in the book of poetry, was that, Karen, let me know if this is accurate for you. What I was hearing was, even though you have wanted to wave the white flag on life, even though you wanted to just, wave the white flag and surrender, your message to everybody listening and your message to the whole of Team Humanity is, don't give up, pay attention to the pain, and along the way, fill up with enough happiness until you burst with joy and laughter, because it is your belief that it is then when our true journey begins. Is that the message that you want everybody to walk away with?
Yes, Tony, exactly. That's exactly the message, yes.
Wow.
Yes, learn from it and grow. And, you know, don't give up because, you know, depression, it's almost a gift in a way, because if you can overcome it, the power you get and the confidence and it changes you. You learn so much. It's this huge milestone, and you feel powerful. And even though there are times when it does come back, and it's a struggle, it's powerful, and you feel powerful inside, and it feels like your soul has taken a step forward in your learning and your healing process.
I am so thrilled that we get to celebrate the life of Robin Williams on the anniversary of his transition date. And I'm so thrilled to be with four amazing women celebrating the release of Lost in Light, Footprints of My Soul. And Michelle, I believe you wanted to share a quick bit about Jackie, if we didn't hit on it already.
That's right, Tony. Jackie, lovingly known as Jack, was my cousin. And Jackie had a very, very hard past. She was probably what the book is all about. She had her problems, and she was working on them, and she was getting them right. She was finally getting things right, and on the 4th of May, her car went over a bridge in Johannesburg, and she was killed. And she was always, I never forget, when the first book came out, The Magic of Mandela, she phoned me and she said, hey, cuz, I'm just so proud of you. This is what you've been made, this is what you're born to do. And I will always remember that. And I do believe that Jackie is sitting up there going, way to go, girls. This is how you're supposed to do it. She met Karen into my lounge one day, and Karen was sitting here, and Jackie looked at my parrot, who's lovingly known as the Tatty Tot. She's not the prettiest bird on earth. And Jackie, used the word Jackie used, but she went, that's an ugly bird. And Karen went, well, you can't call our Lottie ugly. And Jackie looked at her and swaggered her shoulders and said, that's an ugly bird. And she took life by the horns. She was just the sweet powerhouse. At her funeral, her boss stood up and spoke, and he said, Jackie was a force of nature. And I firmly believe that Jackie was so much bigger than the human body that she was in, that that force of nature is still out there and still with us and still watching every single thing that we do. And she was an incredible mother to her two boys. And she loved her mom and dad. She was just getting it all right at the end when she transitioned and left.
I'm going to bring it down a little bit and say a shout-out to Jackie, to Grandpa, to Robin Williams, and the energy that just came to me was to my mother. So rest in peace to those four. And as we come to the close of this Lost in Light celebration, courtesy of Diane Diamond's True North House Publishing and Productions, before I read my favorite poem out of the book called Peace Healer, I'm wondering if there are any last words from Diane, Taryn, or Michelle. Diane?
I really think that this book is just a gorgeous, wonderful, exquisite book about depression and healing, and I'm very, very proud to publish it, and I thank everyone who's played any part in it.
Thank you, Diane. It means so much. Just this whole process, it's a dream come true, and thank you to everyone. It's amazing.
Through this journey, Tony, I've learned. Karen's taught me. It's been an incredible, when she says, I'm not having a good day, I get it. When other people that I know that are suffering from depression, before I thought, well, I now get it. It's been a learning experience. It's been an incredible journey. And we just pray that this journey that we've been on in this last year, that whole message will touch the world.
Well, there you heard it, listeners. This is Simba Diamond Radio, and that's a tribute to the nickname my father gave me and the woman who brought us all together, Diane Diamond. So this is Simba Diamond Radio, and as we celebrate the new offering, Lost in Light, Footprints of My Soul, we're going to end with my favorite poem from the book called Peace Healer. So I want to thank all the ladies for being here today. I want to congratulate everybody in the True North House family for this amazing offering to the world. And here we go with Peace Healer. Thank you guys for listening. Peace Healer. I walk along the edge and see the mountain. Alone, I take it in. Once I was that mountain. I stood alone. I turn. Now I see you. The knowing clouds in the distance, moving closer. What I thought isn't. What I was, wasn't. I breathe deeply, slowly filling my lungs with thoughts of you. Peace Healer. Whew. So as we put this synergy on pause, my hope is that the next time you hear a conversation about depression, the next time you hear a conversation about empathy, you think to yourself, I know what empathy is, hearing what people are feeling and seeing what people are needing, and that you use your cage lock to get out of your cage, meaning you use compassion, abundance, gratitude, empathy, and the language of connected kindness to deal with any situation you find yourself in, because the way I see it, life's a celebration, especially when we observe without evaluation. And for all of you listening who are wondering how I feel, I'm extremely grateful for your time. May all of your journeys be surreal. I'm Tony Scruggs, the Empathy Guy. Together we rise, together we fly. See you next time.
Peace. Nonviolent communication. Friends are similar to Lion King. Shades of brown, he must be. CNBC.org. Hey, Doe, Triple D, out.